This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. It's a day for politics on our minds, and we will talk about where we are as a country this hour. You can call with your thoughts at 1-800-423-8255. But first, we've got some breaking news to cover. The MBTA today proposing dramatic cuts to bus, train, ferry, and commuter rail service as it tries to close a $300 million deficit. Here's MBTA General Manager Steve Poftek.
4 months after Massachusetts began reopening following the COVID-19 lockdown, the T is still only transporting about 330,000 trips on an average weekday, but it's running roughly the same level of service as it ran to serve 1.26 million trips prior to the pandemic. This level of service delivery, along with the loss in revenue, is not sustainable.
WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka has been following this story, joins us now. Welcome, Zeninjor.
Hi, Tiziana.
So let's scope this out. How big are these cuts that the MBTA is proposing?
Well, the T is proposing a number of cuts across the whole system. So under the MBTA's proposed cuts, there would be no ferry service. They want to cut that entirely. There would be no commuter rail after 9 p.m. or on the weekends. And the T wants to close 6 commuter rail stations. Bus and subway service, that would end at midnight. Some bus routes would even be cut, shortened, or consolidated. And we're also likely to see job cuts at the T as well.
So help us understand the impact of these cuts as an injure if they happen, the demographics of the people affected, the dollars involved here.
Yeah, well, it's going to affect many riders, but the T says that they targeted their cuts to areas where there's low ridership and fewer people who depend on the T. And, you know, the T is facing a major budget crisis. The agency has a budget gap that's currently projected to be $579 million next fiscal year. That's much worse than what they initially were projecting. So that's why the T is planning to make these service cuts. General Manager Steve Poftek called this a last resort, and the agency expects that these proposed cuts will save $142 million between this fiscal year and next fiscal year.
So what are you hearing from advocates and the rider community? I'm sure the responses have been strong.
Yeah, there's been a lot of strong responses. People have a lot to say. I've even been seeing quite a few comments on social media of people very frustrated to hear this news. And in fact, at today's control board meeting, which is still going on, by the way, the public comment period lasted for well over an hour. Many folks expressed concern about the possible service cuts. People were concerned about cuts to the commuter rail, to ferry service. And several people said they felt the cuts would hurt already vulnerable populations and workers who rely on the T. Here's Stephen Tolman, the president of the Massachusetts AFL-CIO.
Public transportation opens doors to economic opportunity. And the only way countless of people in Massachusetts have to get to school or work, it's important. Cutting service will deepen the longstanding inequities and stifle our recovery by blocking access to jobs for people who cannot get to work without transit system.
And again, the T says it's prioritizing folks who depend on the T the most in its service plan, but obviously there's a lot of concern out there.
Are these permanent changes, Zeninjor? Is this, you know, during the pandemic or forever?
Well, once these changes are in place, they will be in place for the foreseeable future. Now, what the T has put out today is a proposal. It still has to go through a public comment period, and the T has a number of public meetings planned to hear from riders. A vote on potential service changes is expected in December, and once a plan is finalized, the service changes would start rolling out in phases next year in the spring. And I should note, transit officials are leaving open the possibility of some service returning in the future, but that's really going to depend on ridership and revenue.
So you're a seasoned transportation reporter, Zeninjor. What are you watching for now? What are you looking for next?
Well, I think the meetings that the T has lined up here to hear from the public, I think are going to be really interesting to watch, to see what is it that people say, and also to see if the T, if transit officials look to tweak their plans based off of that feedback. They have a number of meetings scheduled. Also, you know, folks can submit their comments online as well. So it'll be interesting to see how the T sort of receives and possibly adjusts its plans based on that feedback. Also, too, you know, we heard today news about vaccines. I mean, so much has been impacted by this pandemic, and the T, you know, has not escaped that. And so it'll be interesting to see if things shift in terms of where we are at with the vaccine, where we're at with the pandemic over the next month or so, to see if that has any potential impact on the service cuts that the T is thinking about implementing.
That is WBUR's Zeninjor Enwemeka. We're going to continue to follow this story with you. Thanks so much.
Sure thing.